as it dawned the morning, there were thunders and lightning. A big cloud settled on the mountain. The people trembled as they heard the voice of Elohim's own words, the sound of a ram's horn blasting. You shall be a kingdom of priests. You shall be a holy nation. You shall be a
good afternoon, Kavareem. This is Todd and Tamara here from Paradigm Shift. We're glad that you joined us again today. Thank you very much. We love your servitude, and thank you for your service to save our brothers and sisters and each of our other person's lives. Our Father's mountain is beginning to move again, and our people are not prepared for it. The snakes and the serpents and the seeds of Satan, the Nephilimic children that rule as kings and priests on this earth, are in their sorceries, are out to seek and destroy Torah Messiah believers across the earth. 21 hours after Project Blue Beam aired, we received a surprise visit last week from the electric company. Father directed us to look more closely into smart meters as a result. Realize, Kavareem, this brother and sister live at 9,000 feet in the middle of nowhere, Colorado. The dumb meter guy, a foolish man in rebellion, also GPSed our home without consent. Turns out from our research, smart meters look to be an obvious integral part of the enemy's neural net and Project Bluebeam. Remember, Kavareem, to fool the nations, they must present themselves as omnipresent and all-powerful, creating great signs and wonders. Smart meters allow them entry into your house, the house you head. Last week, we talked about one arm of the many-headed dragon. We talked about Project Bluebeam. This week, Tamara put together a 16-page research paper on smart meters. What we'll try to do today is show you the enemy's neural net he is setting up to accomplish the greatest delusion of all through Project Bluebeam. All electronics are a part of the grand signs to come for every human on Earth. Smart meters allow the beast to enter directly into your homes and take over all your electronics, while at the same time frying your DNA and brain, disrupting your ability to connect with Yahuwah, leaving only fear and death behind. Now, without further ado, my friends, here's my lovely wife Tamara to give you the facts.
Shalom Aleichem, Akiyat. Okay, let's get this straight. I'm going to quote from an article. This whole thing with this smart meter is all part of the radical green agenda that's being forced down the throats of people all over the world. Everything that we do has to be watched, monitored, and tightly controlled for the good of the environment. To the control freaks running things, that also means that the liberties and freedoms that we cherish so much must be greatly restricted. If you don't know about Agenda 21, you should learn about it. The UN has a plan for the future of this planet, and once you find out about this plan, you are probably not going to like it very much. The entire globe is rapidly becoming one big prison grid as the elite implement their vision of the future. If you want to get a really good idea of what they're planning, contact us at petranch@dishmail.net for this report, and it's full of hyperlinks, and you'll be able to get your own picture.
And I just wanted to interrupt and say that the intention of Agenda 21 is to herd us all into cities and to not allow us into the countrysides any longer. You won't be able to go out into the countrysides without permit.
So bottom line is, man-made global warming is a lie, and thanks to NASA, we have further proof that the UN, the United Nations Climate Computer Model science, is false. Global warming is the primary excuse for smart meters. So now we have to get into the government and how this all got built in. We have to talk about a technocracy. What is a technocracy? It's a government by scientists, engineers, and experts. The end game for smart grids is control through measuring and monitoring your every move. Patrick Wood explains in detail the history and intent of a technocratic control in an economy based on resources. Technocracy through smart grids can only exist as long as it's through measuring and monitoring individuals with a persistent belief in the global warming fairy tale. We also have links to his articles. A technocratic economy can use excessive charges as a punishment for people who use too many resources. Incrementally, this system could conceivably turn into a resource-based, negative economy where people are given daily, weekly, or monthly rations of water and energy. Supergrids. Most states are now consolidated on supergrid that's managed by the Department of Energy. The smart meters are a federal program. Obama's stimulus, which was financed by your tax dollars, is being used to kill you as smart meters emit RF microwave radiation and dirty electricity. These smart grids are expected to generate $170 billion in worldwide sales by 2014. The biggest supporters of the smart grid are corporations who stand to benefit from building the infrastructure like IBM, GE, Hewlett-Packard, Siemens, Google, Toshiba, Microsoft, ABB, and Cisco. Also, environmental organizations such as the Natural Resources Defense Council, which was actually created through the Ford Foundation, who we know supported the Nazis, they also support these smart grids. Most, if not all, of the large environmental organizations are controlled opposition. They pretend to act on behalf of the environment, but they're really funded by the controlling elite. And so then we have the federal government. The federal government has enormous control over the states with the Department of Energy supergrid. The federal government spent billions in bribe money to the states to accept smart grids and smart meters in opposition of public health and interest. Huge technological corporations are standing to benefit by $170 billion a year, and utilities are going to make a killing. So what is a smart meter? Let's move on to that. Once installed, a smart meter monitors your home every single minute of every single day, and it transmits very sophisticated data about your personal behavior back to the utility company. Basically, they come in and they just pull out your analog meter and they stuff in a smart meter. It takes all of 5 minutes. I watched it being done within hours of the Project Bluebeam episode that we did. And so once they have that, then now they're able to monitor all of your behavior.
And it's a part of the neural net of the beast system. I mean, the internet, all of your electronics, Project Bluebeam, all the TV, it's the neural net. The mouthpiece is the media, and these smart meters are there to be able to monitor us and tell when we're in our homes, and eventually they will activate the electronics in the house to bring on a delusion. And the kings of the earth are the ones who are doing this. The companies that Tamara mentioned are just the new children, the new seeds of Satan, of their arms, IBM, what other ones you mentioned, maybe?
GE. We know they're involved in all kinds of stuff.
Hewlett-Packard,
CIA-funded Google.
Yes. All of the major corporations and media today are the new controlling arms of the Rockefellers, the Queen of England, the Rothschilds, the Morgans, on and on. But they are all bloodline kings and queens of the earth. They are satanic Nephilim seed lines.
You know, so a hundred millions of our dollars of the Recovery Act funding, it came down the pipe quickly, funding much of this wireless meter development in a real hasty manner, with the environmental health and safety testing just waived by the CPU, which is the California Public Utilities Commission. They head up these wireless smart meters. These Recovery Act funds, they paid for millions of meter readers to lose their jobs and the new meters to be made in China. Or probably thousands of meter readers. And then they lost their jobs, and then the new meters, they're being made in China. So there goes more jobs. Thanks, Obama. So now let's go to Jerry Day. He's an electronics and media expert from Burbank, California. He recently detailed many of the ways that smart meters act as surveillance devices when they're installed in our homes. Number one, they individually identify electrical devices inside the home. And they record when these devices are operated, which causes invasion of privacy. Number two, they monitor household activity and occupancy in violation of rights and domestic security. Number three, they transmit wireless signals which may be intercepted by unauthorized and unknown parties. Those signals can be used to monitor behavior and occupancy, and they can be used by criminals to aid criminal activity against the occupants. Number four, data about the occupant's daily habits and activities are collected, recorded, and stored in permanent databases which are accessed by parties not authorized or invited to know and share that private data. Five, those with access to the smart meter databases can review a permanent history of household activities, complete with calendar and time of day metrics, to gain a highly invasive and detailed view of the lives of the occupants. 6. Those databases can be shared with or fall into the hands of criminals, blackmailers, law enforcement, private hackers of wireless transmissions, power company employees, and other unidentified parties who may act against the interests of the occupants under metered surveillance. 7. Smart meters are, by definition, surveillance devices, which violate federal and state wiretapping laws by recording and storing databases of private and personal activities and behaviors without the consent or knowledge of those people who are monitored. And 8, it is possible, for example, with the analysis of certain smart meter data, for unauthorized and distant parties to determine medical conditions, sexual activities, physical locations of persons within the home, vacancy patterns, and personal information, and the habitants of the occupants. It's also feared that insurance companies, credit agencies, lawyers, marketing firms, and even criminals will be able to get their hands on this data as well.
Kavarim, kings and priests, the whole house of Israel, we've got to wake up and respond by holding Torah Messiah, because it's the only thing that's going to lock down our house and kick them out. If you cannot see and hear that this smart meter program and this grid and what it can do is a real-time 3D manifestation of the fourth dimension captivity over our nation because of our disobedience, They usurp us, they come in darkness, and they steal everything. They are not omnipresent, they do not have power over us other than what we give them through our disobedience. That's why they must form a neural net in order to hear and see our thoughts inside of our heads. It's time to kick them out and clean out the house. Father is pissed.
So a recent article posted on the website of the Electronic Frontier Foundation summarized some of the concerns, and here's what it said. Without strong protections, this information can and will be reproposed by interested parties. It's not hard to imagine a divorce lawyer subpoenaing this information, or an insurance company interpreting the data in a way that allows it to penalize customers, or criminals intercepting the information to plan a burglary, or marketing companies. They're going to desperately want to access this data. For law enforcement officials, the surveillance devices, these things are a dream come true. According to the Columbus Dispatch, police in Central Ohio have been filing at least 60 subpoenas every single month for the energy use records of those that they suspect are growing pot in their homes. So although these smart meters are promoted as energy efficient components, the actual intent of these meters is to track your use of energy in real time across every 24-hour period, which will allow the provider to bill you for that period at the highest energy rate for that day.
Yeah, they're going to be able to tell if you're going to be using the energy from the Satan's house, from his own beastly system that he's spilling blood all over the earth in order to institute his sorceries of divination and it gives them the authority to come to your house and do this. But they're doing this so that they can enter us physically now and control us physically now, because they cannot do it because they're not omnipresent.
They've beaten down some people's houses for high energy use, you know, accusing them of growing drugs or something like that, and just found out, oh, they were running more than one computer, or, you know, it has just been ridiculous accounts and stories of that kind of invasion.
It's here to give them a weapon to accuse us further. Our enemy is accuser of the saints, and with this kind of data collection, they can ram through any pharisaical magistrate or kingly council that you are brought to.
If you can imagine every single appliance in your home being monitored, that's what a smart meter does. And not only that, it can ration only so much energy for any 24-hour period. Opening and closing your refrigerator too many times during the daily billing cycle could cause your power to be disrupted. Your use of lights, appliances, and even your time on the internet will be charged against your daily allowance of power. They're not about energy efficiency or any such nonsense. They are a real-time tracking device that monitors your household and what you do in it as part of the total surveillance system that's being put in place by this government. This is just another invasion of privacy. Your individual power supply can be disrupted at any time, as well as your whole neighborhood, community, and state. They don't even have to come up to your house anymore.
They have the intention to appear as if they have life, the power of life and death in their hands. Just as all the kings of the old who stood up on their high palace tops and then would proclaim that they did all this and they have the power of life and death.
Okay, and just to get into the arena of weapons, of all the crazy, bizarre, less lethal weapons that have been proposed, The use of microwaves to target the human mind remains the most disturbing, and there are reports about that that you can access through what we've compiled. Smart meters can be used as a device against all populations for depopulation or crowd control, if they so choose. All they have to do is harp your town. H-A-A-R-P. And those antennas, these smart meters, these wireless antennas can pick up the increase in the EMFs and zap, we're gone. It can be that easy with smart meter technology. The bottom line is this stuff is a scam. The smart grid and smart meter, it's all a scam. It monitors you and your appliances and energy usage minute by minute. They have no energy saving properties whatsoever. Their sole purpose is to change your behavior. That's what they're actually called, is behavior modifiers. They communicate with the smart grid, and they portion out the energy loads and discourages during the peak hours. They have the capability of turning the power off to your home, street, or city. It's promoted for the following reasons. They're saying that it's going to save you energy. How? By charging you more money, particularly during peak hours. Hello, behavior modification.
I got to jump in here. We have an article here from Information from a Different Perspective website. It's called Scientists. The article states, scientists prove DNA can be reprogrammed by words and frequencies. The intentions of the smart meters is to disrupt the DNA connection to Torah Messiah. If we stay away from Torah Messiah, they can enter us and confuse us.
And we're going to get into the health aspects of it here in two shakes of a tail feather. The other part is they say that it's going to ensure your privacy, which is a blatant lie. The purpose is to snoop on you. It has nothing to do with your privacy. Smart meters and people who hack into them can tell when you're not home. And it's also supposed to shrink bills, which is another lie, because most people see an increase in charges after these dangerous devices are installed. And then it's also supposed to improve security. A centralized system is more vulnerable to damage when hacked or attacked. So that doesn't work either. And on top of it all, they make you sick. Wait till you hear the reports on this. Okay, so we have to get into what is electrosensitivity. Some of you may have already experienced this. What it is that some people have or develop symptoms of physical distress in the presence of electromagnetic or radio frequency fields, or both. And there's many symptoms that can be associated with this type of sensitivity. Ringing in the ears, heart irregularities, increased body temperature, interrupted sleep due to the EMFs pulsating every 6 seconds, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Cancer, heart disease, diabetes, suicide, nervous system damage, adverse reproduction effects, face burns, it interrupts and disables pacemakers and other implants, etc. These things emit 100 times more radiation than cell phones. The main key in determining whether EMF fields are the cause of your problems, if you're experiencing any of those, is seeing what happens when you lessen or avoid exposure. There's like a mesh network of these meters that emit so much radiation, it's like a blanket on neighborhoods. And even in the rural areas, hello, 9,000 feet in Colorado, we just received one. And nobody else has them around us, we were told.
And recently, Ancient Aliens in season 3 just put out a video on the pyramids and all the thousands of monolithic structures across the planet and the globe, showing that they are interconnected through the energy fields of the Earth. The Beastly System is recreating that same technology as we speak today. They inject the fear, death, and blood that they cause on this Earth into the Earth to cause man's own destruction.
Okay, so if you have your smart grids over in these wilderness areas like we do, you're now having even more stronger signals so that they can cover the distances, so that the meters are emitting more radiation at higher levels. Right now, there's thousands of Californians that are sick, even young ones that are having heart attack symptoms. There's die-offs being reported in some areas. The government is steadfastly refusing to help out California and others where smart meters are being rolled out. People are abandoning their homes and going to live in their cars or tents in Northern California media stories due to their radiation reactions. Because just a small amount of non-thermal microwaves will begin to cook your DNA, and your body temperature goes up 1 degree. On May 31st, 2011, the World Health Organization placed the non-ionizing radiation coming from wireless smart meters on the Class 2B carcinogen list. On February 2011, the National Institute of Health found biological changes in the brain after only minutes of exposure to non-ionizing radiation. And laboratory scientists have observed that, number one, there's been human cell damage. 2 DNA chain breaks, and 3 breaches in the blood-brain barrier from these levels of non-ionizing radiation lower than emitted by wireless smart meters. So less than what these wireless smart meters are doing. But there's been backlash. In California, 45 local governments are opposing it. 10 cities and counties have ordinances banning them. In Maine, a landmark case was won because of unresolved concerns relating to health, privacy, and cybersecurity resulting from the installation of wireless meters on their homes, customers should have a choice concerning the installation of those meters. That was a huge landmark case because they're trying to not give you any choice. Our company already told us you don't get a choice. Either you have no electricity or you have this thing on your house. In Texas, a lady, she was going through all kinds of hell and torment with this meter. It made her so sick. They just pretty much scoffed her off, wouldn't answer her, lied to her. She finally changed her own meter out. And she's having all kinds of different reactions to that. And she's been in the newspaper. It's been interesting to look at her story. But it's not just there. I mean, Wisconsin's dealing with different things with this. New Mexico, Arizona, every place that these things are being rolled out.
Okay, here's the deal. Kings and priests of the whole house of Israel, you Jews and Christians and Torah Messiah believers across the earth. It's time for us to wake up and grow up and understand what they've been hiding from us for centuries and for thousands of years now. That is that we are intricately and integrally connected to the earth because Father made it, He created it, He owns it, He made us with our DNA to connect to it, and what it goes into us corrupts it and brings our own destruction. Lucifer knows this. Our Father's law is proper relationship with Him, our husband, causing the heavens and the earth to be renewed. It's Torah Messiah physics. We throw the heavens and earth out of order with our disorder. An earth with no law has the Adamic man, the image, worshipping the earth as many whores, making love to the earth in their abominations. The inhabitants thereof spiritually rape the earth with their drunkenness and their disobedience and wine of blood, hate, and fear, and sorceries. Scripture defines rebellion as divination, and because of our disobedience, sorcerers, witches, warlocks, magicians, and magi rule over us, and our people love to obey them in order to save their own made-up lives. All of their works are sorcery and divination. All their politics, media, medicines, economies, and what they say about them are only the symptoms of a planet infested with demons, aka aliens, and Nephilim. They have lusted our people into being worse than their sons in hell themselves. Their sons in the earth, being fed by the whorish abominations we commit upon it. See and hear the dividing of the light from the darkness. See them as wretched, twisted creatures. See past their shells. See them as bloodthirsty cowards as they are. See them as raving mad fools. See their Nephilim seed and their demonically possessed spacesuits. Hear their words. Hear them invoke dead presidents and other idolized men and made up glorious times past, with our people lapping it up as vain, drunken horror street, sports teams, military war gods, terrorism, confusion, hate, division, and everything. They are boldly telling us today they are aliens and the rest of them are coming for us soon. Keep it up, whole house of Israel. The aliens, the Nephilim, the gates that are holding their fathers are being opened by the blood on our foolish, drunken horror. Hands. Clean up, clear out the whole house of Yahuwah by the loving hands of Torah Messiah. The grapes of the many whores on earth or rebellious divining nations release the gates of hell from within the earth and above. Yahuwah is coming to judge the whole house of Israel. The world should actually be demanding the whole house of Israel to come together and obey. Judgment begins in the whole house of Israel. In Yahuwah, all men will understand very soon that the whole world, earth and heavens, being at peace or at war, depend on His servants and His house loving to obey. If His house is in order, so are the heavens and the earth. Come out of her, His people, and under Torah's eagle's wings of divine unstoppable protection. They and their weapons are legion, pathetic scum. And Yahuwah makes tens of thousands fall with just one of us and Him. None of their 3D or 4D weapons can prosper against us. Their weapons, by Torah law, are actually designed to wipe them out, returning what they are doing and intend to do upon their own heads. Jews and Christians, repent and come out of her. Come out of her, the whole house of Israel.
Prepare, kings and priests, in obedience.
Out of the house of slavery, you shall have no other mighty ones against my face. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, nor bow down to them. You shall not bring the name of the Lord your Elohim to naught. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet